Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody.
December 23rd, 2021. Hi, everybody. Robert here, Susie's podcast producer. Susie's still on doctor-ordered vocal rest. So today we're going to continue with a look back at highlights from some of our 2021 episodes. Can you believe that 2021 is just about a week and change from being over? And of course, at the end of a calendar year, time and passage of time is pretty much on our minds. Well, that brings us to today's highlight. Here are selections from an April 2021 episode entitled, Don't Rush Time. Enjoy.
You know, KT, I've been thinking a lot lately about health, about wealth, about time, and about really what are the lessons that I've learned over these past months and how it relates to everything. And I'd like us to do a podcast today on, are you ready for this topic?
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush time.
Oh, I like that.
Now, when I say that to you, what comes to mind?
Slow down, you move too fast.
Oh, now she's singing for us.
You're gonna make the morning
Well, you have a favorite saying. What is your favorite saying about time?
No, it's not my favorite saying. It's something that I learned many years ago from a really great friend. And it was this, dress me slowly, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah. So the reason that I want to talk about this today is because a lot of you have been writing me. And it seems a lot of you are impatient lately about how much time it's going to take you to make up for the fact that you got divorced and everything was taken away from you, in your opinion. How much time it's going to take for you to make up for the fact that you spent your emergency fund, you don't have a job, you don't have anything right now because of the pandemic. A lot of you are writing about the time. It's real estate. You don't have time. You have to buy a house right now. If you don't buy a house, it's going to pass you by. And so you have to do it right here and right now. And I myself have recently learned a really incredible lesson about time. And the lesson goes like this. As you all know, I had that operation on my spine. And everybody said, oh, I'll be fine. Everything will be great. And then as time went on, 1 month, 3 months, 4 months, and my arm, as you know, was still hurting, KT and I decided we're going to do everything we can to make sure that I'm okay. And I would go see one doctor after another doctor, and they would all say, Susie, this is going to take you at least 18 months to heal. Nerves heal very, very slowly. But Susie Orman didn't want to believe that, did I, KT?
No.
No. I was like, I don't want to wait. There's got to be something that I can do to speed up healing time. So I did everything you can imagine, from laser treatments to shots in my back to acupuncture, you know, 3 hours a day, 4 days a week for 2 or 3 months, for massage, physical therapy, another acupuncturist, you know, herbs, everything. And here's what I've realized, that I cannot rush time, that my body and the nerves in my body have their own time as to how long it takes for them to heal. And there is nothing that I can do to speed up that process. Sure, I can do things that maybe help me with the pain and things like that, but I cannot speed up the natural process of nerves healing. And what happened after I realized that, and I just kind of relaxed into it, and I accepted that everything has its own time, I want to tell you that my arm has been feeling a little bit better day by day on its own. And it's just an amazing thing for me to have realized that I just have to relax into it and not rush time.
So we learned a number of things about time, Susie. First, we learned patience is one of the biggest ingredients in healing,
yeah,
which you're right. And I think this pandemic also gave people a lot of found time. So many things about time in the past year have been, you know, very much in the forefront. And it's not like people can use these excuses anymore, which you were just saying in the beginning of the podcast. I don't have enough time, or I've got to do this right away. Or
so those aren't excuses, KT, that they're using. Those are fears that they have. You know, rightfully so. Of course, I would want to make time move faster so that I'm not in pain and I can fish and go on a boat and be, in, you know, my typical self. Of course, I would want to do that. And of course, all of you would want to rush time to get back to your lives the way that you used to know them or the money that you used to have. I get that. Those aren't excuses. Those are real wants and desires. But the lesson here, which is why I wanted to do this today, is that no matter how much we want time to speed up to solve our problem, that's not what we should want. What we should want is to appreciate every second of every day and not want to rush time, to just accept the lessons that time is giving us at the moment that it's giving it to us. And if we were to do that, I just have a feeling our lives would fall into place so much easier for all of us. Like, since I, what were you going to say?
And happier.
Yeah.
Susie's been really happy like all week.
Well, for two
super
weeks.
Super happy. Yeah. And I still look at her and I said, oh, is your arm feeling better? She goes, no, it's still the same. Still the same, KT. But, and I look at her and she's been super happy. And I think the happiness is because you have finally surrendered to the need to let time take its course.
Right. And so that is the aspect of time and healing. But then there is the aspect of time and money as well. Because really, there's not a lot of difference between our health and our wealth. They're both so vital to our being. It's not funny. You can't really have one without the other, and you can't really have the other without one. I mean, both of those things make up our lives and how we really travel the path of life. And so when it comes to money, here's what I also want you to understand about time. The greatest ingredient, and I've said this before, in any financial freedom recipe is time. That the compounding of money, the growth of money, the money that you put in and then the money that it earns and then the money that it earns money. And when money starts to compound, it becomes so incredible. It's not even funny. But so many of you now want to do what? You want to rush time. All of a sudden, because people have seen how much money has been made in a short period of time, that's where all their focus has gone. Versus looking at all the incredible opportunities that are out there, and probably even more so as time goes on here with these markets, of what they could be investing in, where over time, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 or 40 years from now, they could have so much money, it's not even funny. But no, they're looking at rushing time when it comes to money. So I want all of you to really slow down. I want all of you to take the time to look at everything that you have, to look at really what is the amount of money that you have coming in? What is the amount of money that you have going out? How much credit card debt do you have? At what interest rate do you have it? How much do you really have in retirement? How is that money going to grow over the years? I want you to simply take time to do what? Get back in touch with your money. Because it's at times like this that we've just been through for the past year or so now. You don't want to look at your money. You don't want to open your statements. You don't want to look at your bills. You don't want to face anything that has to do with money, especially if you don't have any money. But that is the perfect time for you to sit down slowly, look at everything, and then have the understanding and the remembrance of this podcast, the remembrance of in time, your current situation will absolutely change. In time, you will have income coming in again. In time, your investments will grow again. In time, you will be out of debt. In time, you will own your own car outright. In time, you will own your own home outright. In time, you'll be able to rent an apartment again. In time, anything and everything is possible, but only if you don't rush time.
That's great.
That's KT great. Is sitting no, here.
I'm listening to that thinking, oh my God, it's like a great rap song. That was perfect.
How would it go? What would the tune be like?
No, but that's what you just said. You know, she's amazing, everybody. Susie had written something and shared it with me this morning that she had sent to a friend of ours. And I told her, I said, your writing is just magic. It's magic. Something she has this way with words that it's still, I'm in awe. 20 years later, everyone, I'm in awe.
Oh, what
she just had our 20th anniversary.
Yes, on the 16th of April.
We have many anniversaries. I'm sure all of you out there have these milestone little dates and marks of all the loves in your life. But we met each other. Actually, on
April 16th, 2001.
Yep, April 16th. So we recently have been reminiscing about that time when we met.
That was such a great time, wasn't
Talk
it?
Talk about time. Whoa, what a time that was.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Totally unexpected, too.
Which is another thing about not rushing time.
And never, yeah.
Because
you never know what's going to come your way.
Well, because so many times, KT, people are writing, it's going, when am I going to meet the love of my life?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want a spouse. I want a boyfriend. I want a girlfriend. I want a relationship. I want one now. I've been looking for so long. And that
I know
also,
this is old fashioned, but it's when you're not looking that it kind of just comes your way.
But it's also when you don't rush that time.
Yeah, and also, and you always say to people, open your heart. Just be open.
Just be open. But it's not even that, KT, really. You, when I met you, you were not looking.
No.
You were not even wanting.
Yeah, I was happy,
totally
content,
happy,
always loved my life.
Being by herself, just loving life. I, on the other hand, was not looking on any level either, right? Because truthfully, I was in a relationship I didn't want to be in and had not wanted to be in it for years, but didn't have the courage to get out for many reasons. So all I was looking for was the time that I could get back on the plane and leave California back to New York again, right, to get that away from her and to continue to live my life. So neither of us were looking and we weren't rushing that time. But time found us and here we are years later. So this is a very short podcast today. But I think it's a podcast with a really, really important message and also with an exercise that I would like you to do. I would like you to take out a piece of paper with a pen or a pencil, and I would like you to write down, in what ways do you rush time? In what ways are you impatient with not getting what you want in your life right now? Just write those down. And then after you've written them down, can you just make a commitment to yourself for just 21 days? Just 21 days, where every time you feel yourself getting anxious or impatient, or you're not where you want to be, you're not feeling as good as you should be, you don't have the money that you need, can you just stop? Can you just stop and say, all right, I'm not going to rush time today. Today, I'm just going to sit with every moment. Today, every action I take is going to be an action that isn't rushed, but one that's done with thought and faith and the knowledge that everything really does happen for the best. We can't give up, and no matter what the world throws at us, we will rise above and live a life we love. If we just believe, it will set us free. We will rise above and live a life we love.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.